Welcome back to the I Have No Life podcast, where I am sitting in my car waiting on my wife to pick me up for our anniversary dinner. We are celebrating 12 years of marriage bliss at P.F. Chang's tonight. Got a special guest here with me. I'm not going to spoil it until he's ready. He just went into McDonald's here to get a Big Mac, and he'll be right back out. Hang on 1 second. Pete, you can't. You got to pay for it. Here, just take my card. You got to pay. You can't. No. You can't eat from the trash, man. Come on. Anyways, we'll be right back. Guys, before we get into today's episode, I want to talk about my experience going to the dentist. I don't understand why they do the things they do at the dentist. So I've been trying to find the perfect dentist to go to. I did not like my one dentist because she would constantly yell at me. This new dentist, though, was really nice, but it was almost over the top. So I sit back. They sit me back in the chair. And I don't want to. Maybe this is. I'm the only one this happens to, but she's like, all right, it's my third week out on my own, which I immediately saw as a red flag. Luckily, she's just cleaning my teeth. You know, how can you mess that up? Can you really mess that up? Well, so number one, she shined this big bright light right in my face. I mean, literally blinding. And she gave me these glasses that weren't even shaded. So I'm not sure what the purpose of them were. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to squirt this water in your mouth, and it's going to drain kind of your saliva. Well, she kept squirting me in the face. And she's like, oh, my bad. And so here I am in these glasses. I'm luckily I had the glasses on, but I'm just like sopping wet. And so she finally gets down to business, starts cleaning my teeth. And does anyone notice this? They do weird things. They number your teeth. She's like, oh man, number two, we got to do a better job on number two. So they have all my teeth numbered. And so she's got all the tools and utensils in my mouth. Then she starts asking me about my family and how my day is going. And I don't know how they expect you to talk. And this seems to be the case at every dentist I go to. But I've got saliva running down my face, drooling, and trying to carry a conversation. It's just, is there anything worse than going to the dentist? I don't think so. Oh, Pete's coming back. All right, our guest is coming up, Mr. Peter Hansel. All right, guys, I'm here with my buddy, Peter Hansel. Don't judge him. He just got out of the joint, just got out of prison. I tell you what, Pete, let me just let you take it over here for a minute. Just got some Mickey D's. Some good stuff. He's on the right track. Matt. Thank you so much for being my brother. I feel free. I feel free. The joint. Prison, Matt. Prison, not fun. Prison, bring out the worst in Peter. Prison, bad, Matt. But now I out to prison. I free to do what I want. So, P, what'd you do on your first day out of prison?
I did what I love to do, Matt. I drove to the parking lot of Target and watched people as they went in and out of Target for 6 hours. Some people like to watch TV. I like to watch people come in and out of Target and occasionally follow them around in my car.
Pete, don't you think that is a little creepy? Just a little bit.
What do you define?
Sorry about that, guys. We got a little interrupted there. But, Pete, tell me a little bit about your time in the joint.
Matt, prison not for everybody. But let me tell you, no one mess with Peter in prison. They call me Prison Pete. Prison Pete. So I was walking, minding my own business, when man tried to attack me. I pick up hammer.
Wait, Pete, are you saying there's just a hammer laying around prison?
Yes, Matt. There was a hammer laying around in prison. I take hammer. I throw hammer. Problem no more.
Pete, are you saying what I think you're saying?
Matt, please don't ask questions. You do not want to know the truth. Hashtag thug life.
Okay, all right, I get it. So what? You've been through... I'm just trying to give the people an idea here, because you've been through so much. You've been through so much in your life, in your 64 years of existence. You have been through so much. Just try to give the people an idea of what is next for Peter Hansel.
Matt, I had job at BP. BP fired me.
So, what happened? Why'd they fire you?
I got into a freak gasoline fight accident. And it was just a prank, Matt. It was just a prank. And they fired me.
Wow. Well, Pete, I got a feeling you're going to land on your feet here somewhere soon.
Yes, Matt. I just applied at Sears. But I find out Sears no more. Sears go out of business. Peter looking for job. Looking for job. A lot of people don't hire ex-prisoners. So Peter don't know what he have to do. Peter eat out of trash can when have to.
Pete. Oh, Pete, you do not have to eat out of a trash can. I'm not trying to get emotional here, but not all food is physical. Right now you are feeding us spiritually. And you're an inspiration. The way you've turned around your life, you are an inspiration to many people. Go home, take care of Mr. Sprinkles, your cat. And you always got a place here on the I Have No Life podcast.